Is it really true that I can have anything I want?
Yes.
Is the earth going to fall into the sea because of some giant earthquake?
No.
Do I right now have to consider changing the world, or can I relax and hang out for a while first?
We want to go back to the earth falling into the sea.
Okay.
The earth has already fallen into the sea.
I see, yes.
The sea is already wrapped around it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the whole premise of that is illogical. And next?
How about changing the world? Do I have to get on it right now? Or can I relax a little first?
We would like to give you a sense of relief. It's not your job. So, starting now or later is irrelevant. It's not your job. The world does not need to be changed. And it is not a one-person job anyway. It is an inevitable evolution of the perfect contrast that exists. Make your world within this world and get on it as soon as you feel like it.
Right.
We would begin now.
Start right now.
We just want to offer one more little piece to that.
Okay.
The reason that we say we would start right now,
okay,
is because what your work is to follow your blissful desire that is born out of your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so why wait for the joyous expansion? Passion is a delicious thing. And when someone says, do I have to do it now? They're asking that from the vantage point of not being connected to their own desires.
Hmm.
No one would ever say, do I have to do it now? From the vantage point of being connected to their own desires. When you're connected,
right,
to your own desires, wild horses could not keep you from participating now.
Fantastic. I'm just going to read them the way they come. When will human suffering come to an end?
As soon as the individual discovers that he can connect to well-being instead of suffering. As long as human suffering dominates the airwaves and holds so much of your attention, then it will be a part of the human experience. We would like to say to you here, however, it is a much smaller part of the human experience than you have all been led to believe.
A man drove in from Pecos this morning, and I heard him, somebody offered him a newspaper, and he says, thank you, I don't want any negatives in my life today. And I thought, that's really neat, you know, for him to make that decision.
All suffering is self-induced,
yeah,
every bit of it.
Yeah.
In other words, what suffering is disallowing the well-being that would be there otherwise. And it is amazing what flimsy excuses humans will use as their reason to suffer.